Good afternoon. Welcome to Apple Turnover. First time in a while for Monday, June 3rd. My name is Brian. I was on vacation last week and did not feel like talking about the dumpster fire that was the 2023 Mets last week. But things are slightly better now, so here we are. A couple of things I wanted to discuss today. First is that Pete Alonso was named to the All-Star Game as a backup. Congratulations, Pete. He also announced that he will participate in the Home Run Derby, going for his third victory. You know, Pete's pace has slowed a little bit since his injury. However, he had a very big home run last night, and hopefully he will start mashing dingers again very, very soon. So congratulations, Pete. I don't know if there's anybody else in the team who really deserves the All-Star nod, but glad Pete has it. Salutations. Good luck in Seattle. Wish I could be there to hang out. Maybe next year. I'm thinking next year is maybe an All-Star game trip for this guy. But you don't care about that because it's not you. Anyway, let's move on. So the Mets won two games over the weekend. They won their first series since the end of May, which is crazy. They won back-to-back games for only the second time since May. That is also crazy. And they beat a team that's actually sort of maybe kind of good. I don't know if I believe in the Giants necessarily. But there have been a couple of teams that they've played recently that have been, let's call it, not good, like strongly not good, and they lost to them. So the Giants are, you know, they are 8 games over 500, whereas the Mets are now 8 games under 500. But, you know, they are, they're a team that that the Mets, you know, theoretically should have had some trouble with. They kind of didn't. I mean, I know they lost Friday night's game, but they didn't. That wasn't a terrible performance. They could have salvaged that game. And, you know, maybe this is the start of a slight turnaround. I'm not going to believe any real turnaround until we see a much, much bigger sample size of this. On Today Your Love, Tomorrow the World Series this week, Chris McShane said that he needed the Mets to go, I think it was 7-1 or 8-1 before the All-Star break, for him to feel comfortable not being just total sellers. And so we're 2 games into that. So thanks for that prediction, Chris. Hopefully that comes true for everybody. But even if the Mets rattle off a winning streak this week, and that winning streak extends past the All-Star break, I still don't know if I'd be a buyer if I were the Mets. I don't think they're going to catch the Braves. I don't. They are currently 18.5 back from the Braves. I know there's a lot of season left to play. That's a lot of baseball. But the Braves are just, they're an elite team this year in the way that the Mets just are not. But the Mets could easily find themselves into a wild card situation, I think, if they put together a nice big winning streak and teams like the Marlins and the Reds come back to earth a little bit, which seems like logical things to happen. So, you know, I think the Mets can make a run at the wild card. However, I don't think that those chances are high enough for them to give up anything that they could see being helpful in the future simply to make it to the wild card game a little bit stronger. I just don't see it happen. I don't see it. I don't think that's a good process. And so if I'm the Mets, the best I'm hoping for is staying put at the All-Star break, maybe adding a small piece here or there. But I think they're going to be sellers still. And we're going to talk a lot more about that as the trade deadline looms later this month. But for now, let's just hope that this next week of baseball is exciting and fun. It's been a while since we had a week of good Mets baseball. Let's just hope for that. 162 games of a baseball season can feel like a real grind to watch, especially if the team you're watching is the 2023 New York Mets. Golly. But you can put the excitement back into each and every game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is super simple. Deposit $200 and play with $300 instantly. Just use promo code Applesauce or follow the link in the show notes to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus of 50% of your initial deposit. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using the promo code Applesauce or follow the link in the show notes and secure your first deposit bonus of up to $1,000. Yes, up to $1,000. Whatever you put in, they'll meet you halfway, all the way up to $1,000. again. This has been a rough. Did I say rough? Rough season for the Mets thus far. So put a little more fun into it by using my bookie. But anything, anytime, anywhere with my bookie. And thank you for listening, everybody. Truly appreciate it. Go to homerandapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerandapplesauce to help support this podcast directly. Follow me on Twitter @BrianNeedsAnApp. And until next time, let's go Mets.